Some Greeks came to Philip and said, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." "I would like to see him too. That's why I am here now." I hope that is why you are here also. We want to enter into that new covenant written in our hearts that the prophet Jeremiah spoke about. No need to be taught or shown the way, but to know the Lord for ourselves deeply, personally, experientially, existentially. Jesus lifted up on the cross draws everyone to himself. That is the pull our hearts feel. How do you go deeper? How do you make that pull more real, more lasting? Jesus points the way. You lose your life to gain it, he said. You have to be like the grain of wheat that falls into the ground and dies of itself to bring forth new life. We see Jesus beginning that process himself in the gospel. The writer to the Hebrews told us, Jesus, with loud cries and tears, learned obedience by what he suffered. And he cries out in the gospel today, "Father, Father, save me from this hour." It's a foretaste, an echo of what Jesus will say on his knees in the midst of bloody sweat in the garden. "Father, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but yours be done." Jesus shows us that he lays down his will to serve the Father's will. And that's the purpose of the Lenten discipline that we go through: prayer, fasting, almsgiving. The spiritual writers have a technical, fancy Greek word for that. They call it ascesis. That's the noun from which our word ascetic comes. It means athletic training. You know, Paul talks about running the race, and he says, if you're going to race, run so as to win. Our culture is obsessed with athleticism. You cannot watch TV for very long without seeing an ad for somebody's exercise program, somebody's treadmill, somebody's fancy computerized bike. The cult of narcissism has its hooks into us. And so I would ask, especially if you spend a lot of time on the treadmill, what kind of spiritual exercise are you doing? The prayer, the fasting, giving alms. I would suggest there's a more immediate and practical thing you can do as well. It's what I call the asceticism of the present moment. What is God asking me to do in each moment? Looking in that moment for how can I serve someone? How can I sacrifice my will? Even in the case where it might be giving up something good for something better. Look for brief moments of prayer. Just become aware of God present with you. And talk with him as you walk along, and practice gratitude for that moment in which you still have your life and your health and your family. It is by yielding your will to God that you begin to experience what Jesus talks about, the judgment of God on the world. In the gospel today, God spoke, and the people, the crowd, heard thunder. It's a little like us. God speaks, and the noise of the world within us is the thunder we hear instead of God speaking. The judgment is accomplished by Jesus being lifted up on the cross. That's how seriously God takes our sin. The cross accomplishes Jesus' victory. His glorification begins in that horrible death on the cross, and it is manifest in the resurrection and the ascension that we will just celebrate in a few weeks. But for us to enter into that glory, we also must go through the cross. We objectively go through the cross by joining ourselves to Jesus' passion. And we subjectively go through the cross by our daily cross, which crucifies our self-will in our sin. Do you want to see Jesus too? To see him, you have to be where he is. Jesus said it today, "Where I am, there also will my servant be." Praise be Jesus Christ.